Square, it's basically a collaboration between WJCT and the local arts community. Its purpose is to provide a place for local artists and creators to share their work, and also for a place for the community to go to view the work of local artists.
And how did you and the rest of the team here hit upon this idea?
Well, you know, there's obviously a lot of talent here on the First Coast. Some of it is, you know, well-known, some of it's not so well-known. You know, and a lot of artists will share their work on social outlets, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of limited to their social circles. Obviously, things get shared and liked, and sometimes something will go viral. But there's really no central place dedicated to showing the work of local artists, and that's kind of what we want the Square to be.
And so people that are listening to this now, they can submit their ideas to the Square.
Yeah, if you go to wjct.org/the square, there is a form that you can fill out. It'll walk you through the process, and there's also a FAQ on that page as well that'll answer a lot of common questions that we have about the Square.
And this is something that's very cool, because it will be seen across our platforms. You're going to this weekend debut this on the web, but also on television Sunday night, August 3rd, after our program Lark Rise to Candleford. What's going to be on TV and the web?
It's going to premiere online and on TV. And the website is wjct.org/the square. And on TV on Sunday night, it's actually Last Tango to Halifax, right after that program, around 8:56, right before the next program at 9 o'clock, it's going to air. It's going to be a 2 or 3 minute segment. It's going to air on TV. And, you know, going forward, that's what we're looking to do with the Square. It's going to primarily be an online platform, but we occasionally have those places between programs on TV, you know, where we actually, you know, we promote programming that's coming up, but we're going to try and plug in when we have a 2 or 3 minute block, try and plug in some of these Square segments to give it more life and to give these artists, you know, another outlet.
What will people get to see Sunday night? Can you give us a hint?
Sure. Sunday night, it's going to be a piece that I did with a local comic book artist. His name is Johnny Jemison, and he talks about his process that he goes through to create his panels for his comic books. It's pretty cool.
And that's just the first. This is an ongoing series.
I mean, right now I think we have like 14 segments up there, but, you know, going on forward, we're going to be producing more and more. So, you know.
So get those submissions in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Go to wjct.org/the square. And get your idea into Stephen. As Stephen said, you can look for this on the web, but also Sunday night on television. Very exciting. Lots of talent to showcase, so we look forward to seeing it. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you very much.